Once again, we are meeting on Shabbos Kedesh, Bishah Shesh, here, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, we got up to Daf Tetzvav on the days, we were in Mesechus Bava Basra, and we were learning about Iyob, and I believe we had just finished talking about the Izim of Iyob and how they were Horgim et HaZe'evim. Now we continue. Mulam, Shlach Ma'ayah, Vecha, Vega, V'chol Asher Lo, Im lo al panecha yavorecheka. And so continues the pasuk, but the satan then pointed, okay, it's all very nice, but now touch him and show him what it does, what it feels like to hurt, and you'll see that he will curse you to your face. Vayomer Hashem al satan, hinei kol asher lo biyadecha, rak elav al tishlach yadecha. So he was allowed to destroy that which he owes. Owned, but he wasn't allowed to hurt Eos personally. This is the first stage. And so the first disaster that happens, first before we get to analyze the impact of the disaster, we want to see what lies in the words Habakar Yuchashot Vatanot Rotal Yuchashot. The mashmaut is that these two are related. The Bakar are sitting there plowing, are working on plowing, and the Atonot are sitting and eating. What's the connection between the two? Omer Yoven and Malamichi to Imo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yov Mei Olam Haba. Just like we had a remez in Olam Haba to Harav Yoledet Yachzav, which implies that the Yirayon V'Leida occur simultaneously. You'll remember that this is the essential definitive moment of Gan Eden, essentially, that it's a world where there's no processes, and it's a world in which all processes take place outside of it, right? And Gan Eden, as the Gemara tells us, Shnayim Olulamita, Arba Yardu, there's no process of pregnancy, there's no process of fetal growth, development. It's just a direct from will, cause and effect, it's just of will and result. Process takes place in Olam Hazeh. The emergent element of the process is seen in Olam Haba or in Gan Eden. So here too, we see that the Harav Yoledet Yachzav, they were Korshot, and as they were being Koresh, already there was enough for the Atonot to eat Ayudehem. Od zeh medaber v'zeh ba v'yomar Eish Elohim. Od zeh medaber v'zeh ba v'yomar Katim tamu shlosha roshim v'yifshtol agmalim v'yikachum. עוד זה מדבר וזה בא ויאמר בניך ובנותיך אוכלים ושותים בבית אחיהם הבכור והנה רוח גדולה באה מעבר המדבר ויגע בארבע פינות הבית ויפול על הנערים. And so he loses everything that he owns in his household. ויקום איוב ויקרא את מעילו ויגז את ראשו ויאמר ארום יצאתי מבית אמי וארום אשוב שמה השם נתן והשם לקח ישם השם מבורך. And so the first stage, he does not say anything that implies any sense of arbitrariness to God, and accepts his deed. So we have once again the diyun opens now, and the second parak again the same way. Once again, once again, Amar Lufana Pivana Shalom Shati Bholam, Lolo Matsatika Abdecha Abraham Shah Matala Kumi Talek Barat Loka Urva, Kilokhet Veno Vishashi Bikish Vidwar Saralo Matamakam Kobra, Lolo Yer Herakar Miro. Therefore, once again, by Yom Rashem Latatan, has Samsal Yukhel Abdi Yov, Yen Kamur Baharet, Lolo Denu Mahazik Vitumo, after all that you've done, Batasi Tainibo, Lival El Chinam, and you were the one who goaded me into doing this to him, and I swallowed him for no reason. Amrabi Yochananu Malay Mikra Katub Yev Shalom Rav. Now look at the implications of the prophet are catastrophic. Ki Adam Shemeti Kenot Avinu Seit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you goaded me into doing something that otherwise I wouldn't have done, and I responded to the challenge. Mimatnis HaSana. And then the bride said, you point out that here the implications in terms of the stuff and the same thing. It's the same koach that we call the Satan in terms of the Yetzer Hara. That is Yoreh to the Aretz, And Mat'e Adam, Mat'e is the perfect word. You know, this Mat'e, we're used to thinking that the essential element of Ra is to seduce. But the essential element of Ra is actually to be Mat'e. To take a person completely, to make him wander off the road, then he's capable of doing anything. But it's always that subtle perversion in the way one sees reality. That's the power of the Satan. And then he goes, and he comes back on his Baruch Hu as the Koach of the Satan, that we call the Mastin, from the Lashon HaSana. Lo'olahu margiz, he gets back on his Baruch Hu angry, and then Notel Rishut, and Notel Neshama, then he becomes the Malach HaMavet, and he's able to take the person's not Neshama. Vayana Satanat Hashem Le'omar, yeah, of course, Orbad, Orb, V'chol Asher Le'ishi Tein Ba'ad Nafsho, no wonder he's treating you this way. And after all, the person's always ready to sacrifice a little bit of skin to save the rest of the skin. As Rashi says, he'll lift up his hands to shield himself from a blow, despite the fact that his hand will be wounded. Okay, but at least the blow didn't hit his head. So here, well, what's he going to do? He's going to start up and then lose whatever he has. Okay, so he recognizes that he saved himself with his losses up until now. Ulam shlachna yatcha v'galas nozal b'sarol im lo tamecha yivorechecha. See, if after you try out actually touching him personally, physically, then el panecha yivorechecha. Vayomer Hashem l'satan, okay, he knows the yatcha. Hakat nafsho shumor, fine. However, you should be mocking him, makot mavet, but he shouldn't die. Yarkar Zvorku told him you should be mocking him to the nth degree, but make sure he doesn't die. It means that you don't destroy the container, but make sure that nothing happens to the wine inside, to the life force inside. It has to remain despite what you do to destroy the body. Omresh Lakish Hu Satan Hu Yetzer Hara Hu Malach HaMavet. This, of course, is a paraphrase of the agreement that we had in the Brisa. Except that here we're bringing the Lashon from the Psukim. Hu Satan Dichtin Vayetzer Satan Yetzer Hashem. And that Satan is clearly the Yetzer Hara, because the same Lashon that we find by the Yetzer Hara, that Yetzer Lev Adam Ra, is Rak Ra Kol Hayom. And here it says the same thing, Rak Elav Al Tishlak Yadecha. And he is also Malach HaMavet, the Tzivah Tzak Et Nafsho Shemor, but you have to take care of his soul. How else? Must be Alma B'Didei Kaima. In other words, normally instructions like that to the Satan would have meant that he wouldn't have to be Shomer Et Nafsho. Why? Because he would have a right to take it, because he's the Malach HaMavet. However, here, it's B'Didei Kaima, so here he was limited. Omer Rebbe Levi, Satan Uknina L'Shem Shamayim Nitkavnu. We find two cases where there were forces that appear on the surface to be immensely destructive to the other person. Here we have the Satan in what he says about Yov, and Pnina in the way that she absolutely destroys the whole psychology of Chana and Chazal, that she would go around, she would say, well, you go shopping for your children today. I just bought school supplies. Where'd you go shopping for school supplies? Or another day it was, look at this beautiful clothing I bought for my children and so on. So, and it seems to be unbelievably cruel. Nonetheless, it was L'Shem Shammai. The Satan Kavana was, even the Chazi HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not yedai teibot to you. Omer Chas V'Sholom Mishel HaRachmanot Yed Avraham. He was worried that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning aside from Avraham, and therefore he brought up the tremendous good for Avraham. That was the whole point of getting the Satan involved in Eos, was to shunt him away from Avraham. Brings it in context of the Matanah Laisav and the Sariah Mishtaweah. That's basically the same idea. So you attempt to shunt the impact of the kindness of the Satan. And to Nina, the Sheikh Shemayim was, the Chiv, you see in the prophet, it says, V'chiyat Satat, Parata, Gam Ka'at, Ba'avur Har'imah, this is the parish in the Pasuk. Why was she making her so upset? In order to get her to daven for herself. So Ba'avur Har'imah, that she should not come and express her feelings. And she knew that way she would be zolka to have children. And that was the end of the story. Rosh Rav Akiva Yaakov Bapakunya, Rav Akiva Yaakov gave a drasha about the Satan's Kavona L'Shem Shamayi. Also, Satan Matke L'Kare. Satan appeared and kicked Rav Acha bar Yaakov's feet for being Megal of the people. Here's the Rostam. For being Meshayat the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bechol Zot Lo Chatat Yov B'Tzvatav. Note that over here, we already have a change in tone because it says that Lo Chatat Yov B'Tzvatav, which is Mashba Amarada B'Tzvatav Lo Chatat, but clearly here, the Libo Chatat, because before it just says Lo Chatat Yov at all. V'lo Natan Tifla L'Elohim. Here it's B'Tzvatav specifically. So apparently in his heart already, he was being Chote. If we take a look at the Pesukim that follow in the discussion of between Eov and his friends, we could see that in fact he was thinking the wrong thing. So now we'll dash some of these Pesukim. Michael Amma, Eretz Nitna B'Yad Rasha, Pnei Shofter Yechosef, that the earth is given over into the hands of the Rasha, in other words, it's in the hands of the Sata, Pnei Shofter Yechosef, covers up the face of the judges of truth, Imloifo Nihu. And if not, that's the way, who then is behind all of this? Which, Amar Rava, that means, Yikeshiyov, Lafok Garaltia. He basically wanted to pour out any sense of appropriateness that we manage as human beings to put our thoughts of what's correct in the Hanhagat HaOlam, even we see a lot that is incorrect, into a container of carpet, so to speak, right? So to turn over that container is to get rid of any sense of a covet and belief in the justice of the world. And this is what he was doing, because he's saying, in Kenefov it's not, so what do you think it is? So he's hinting, in other words, that Kodesh Baruch Hu stands behind all of this. This is Rav Ashita. Rav Eliezer on the... No, not true. Lo Diberi Yovel Keneged HaSatan. And he's saying that Nidash B'Yad Rasha, is that take a look at the cork of the Satan and that is able to be mastim to this extent, but he wasn't claiming that behind it all was an acceptance of injustice. Omar, another thing that he said was al ba'atcha ki lo ersha. It's up to you. In other words, if you had in your da'as that I should not be a Russia, I wouldn't be a Russia. Le'im miyadcha matil. Meaning what? Amar Rav Dikeshi Yov Nitzor Kol Olam Kol Olam Minadin. Amar Lo Kanev Rivonoi Shel Olam. Barat Ashor Parsotas Tukot. Barat Hamor Parsotas Tukot. You can have blamed the shore for being, blamed the Hamor for being not kosher and give power to the shore for being kosher. That's why it was created. Barat Gan Eden, Barat Geinom, Barat Tzadikim, Barat Rishayim. So, and you also were the one who created Yisrael. You were created Yisrael. So, and obviously, different people are affected to different extents. Anything that you want to do on earth is done. My Hadrula is Chavrei Yov. What did his friends address this point? That he made a Chatat Afer Nirav. You speak like this. And there's no point anymore in Yirat Shemayim, because people are just claiming that people don't have any free will. Vatigraz Tichal Ismael. And you're going to see to it that people have nothing to say. There should be no tefillah. What is it being solved for? You're saying that it's predestined. Barah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara. That's true. But Barah Lo Torah Tazmin. Nonetheless, there is a way out. That even though one cannot directly fight the Yetzer Hara, one can change the level of one's mind so that the Yetzer Hara has less impact. Dorash Rava might have seen Birchat Oved Alaytavo. The brachot of one who was lost, the world actually learns that it means a person who died. So that his brachot in seeing the way that I treat what was left over of his in the world should come on me. But there are those who argue, Rashi himself says this, he finds it difficult, because usually an oved means the one himself who is in the matzah doesn't be in the process of being lost. Should refer to the yatom, to the amana. The lev almana arnim. What does this refer to? Birchat oved alayt of amala mishaya gozel saden yitomim umashbicha umashbira alayim. So the birchat oved refers to, again, either the father or to the yitomim, but it means that Yov would go steal a field from yitomim, make it better, put investments in it, and then have it returned to them. In which case they would feel very justified in, it's not that he gave them a gift, it's just that the no good thing was going to steal, he thought he would get away with it, and now they got it back. So that this way he would actually give them what they needed, take care of the field, and nonetheless they would feel that they weren't indebted to him. And the Maestro, the Rishonim, asked, why is this offer? And we're still even, and we learned before, we have Kama for Geneva, even for the sake of doing something good, not Mutter. So what do we think of that? So there's a lot of discussion. Some say that halach is only for the Ramatas, is only for by a Jew, not by Goy. So there's no issue in terms of a Goy in doing Geneva al-Manat to be Mishal and Karen, or al-Manat to do good out of it. Okay.
Rama.
And others say that maybe the shot over here is that since it was mufursam by those, by the Dayanim, this is what he would do, so it was clear that there was no real kinyan of Geneva, there was no intent of taking it, it was only essentially being yod, being mashmicha, only vis-a-vis the Yisomi, that it looked like, and it doesn't literally mean that he was gozelet, so there was no act of gezelet at all. Other people should kark and gezelet. So if there's no kavanah for gezelet, so what you say, there's no mice in gezelet on kark. Did you take something? Now this is a betalpili, so by definition you've stolen it. Then you're in somebody's field. In what sense is it Geneva? If the kavanah is for an act of Geneva, it becomes Geneva. If that's not the kavanah, then it isn't even an act of Geneva.
Is the law there?
No, so there's no law there. It would be nothing. Anyway, that's what he did for the Yisomim. What about the Leva Amanah that he says? What would he do over there? Leva Amanah, I mean, to call half of the Havi Amanah, the Havi Nasila, where someone had died leaving Amanah and he saw that nobody was going to marry her. So Havi Yoko Shavi Shmeirua. What he would do is he would, in some fashion, either through implying that she was a relative of his, and everybody would think that she must be part of this very important family, or he wouldn't indicate that he was interested in marrying her himself, in which case everybody would say, oh, this must be one heck of a woman, let me get her first. So then he would all go and marry her. They would all, she'd get plenty of sugar from at that point. So the Haviyazah, Shavi Shemayim, Haviyazah, Nazi, the people would come and marry her. Another thing that Yov said that we're indicating that it was only the Svatav that he wasn't quoting, but he must have been thinking the wrong thing, because he said, Lu shokol yishakel kasi, if my resentment, my anger against what has happened to me, would be able to be weighed. And the experiences that I had, my havaya, my being, could be put together in a moznayim. Then we would see who would be right. We should fill his mouth up with dirt. Who does he think he is? He's now a friend who speaks as if he's come. We can let's discuss this and see who's right and so on. What kind of words are those? Another thing that he said was, if only there would be somebody who could rebuke the one who deserves rebuke here. He could put his hands on both of us. I'm not going to say that, but you know what it means. Now, Marav again, what he's implying, that somebody should rebuke HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the way that he's acting. Another thing that he said was, Berit charati la'inai, umayit bonen al-bitula, that I committed myself not to look at women. Marav ha'afra l'pumedi'il. Well, a big deal. What does he say? He didn't look at women that were strange women. They didn't. Why should he? Avram never looked at his own wife with eyes that reduced her to an object. Because it says, So it was all of the time that he had seen Sarah, he never saw her as a sexual object that he should determine whether she would look attractive to other people. He saw her as Sarah. Remember, who's going to think about Sarah in terms of others? Here he knew he was going out to Mitzrayim. He had to see her. How would a Mitzri look at Sarah? But normally he wouldn't have looked at his own wife with eyes of love. So he compares himself now to a tzaddik by saying such a thing. Nobody doesn't look at strange women. Then he says, Chala anan vayelah, shen yorek sho lo yale. Someone, the same way that a cloud, he just, once it evaporates, it's gone. So to one who goes down into the shool will never come back. Omar Ravan, he can't shakafari yod, it's fiyat amitin. It's clear that he didn't believe in fiyat amitin. Then he says, asher b'sa'arai shufeni, v'yirvayit b'sa'ai finam. So we're encouraged now the play on words, which we always do when the word Sahara comes up, that the Sahara is both a hare, and the Sahara is also a storm, which is the famous drasha that the Svivav Nisara Ma'od, Nisara from Russian, a storm, which we learned that I could have brought with Medakik in Chassidah Kechut HaSahara. Here's the same play on words. Omar Rabba, Yov B'Sahara Cherev U'B'Sahara Yishibu. B'Sahara Cherev used the Lashon of the Sahara to say something tremendous. Why did he call it a Sahara? Omar Lefanav Ribonar Shalom. Maybe you had an attack of a Sahara. And Shemarov Sahara V'Lefanav, you got a little confused in a storm over here. Minitchalef Lecha Ben Yov La'Oyev. Perhaps you've misidentified me as the enemy. It's a misspelling. Just put the vav and the yud back in order. B'Sahara Yishivu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him out of the use of Sahara. But again, Lashon HaSahar. Yivayan Hashem at Yom Min HaSahara V'Yomar. Azor Rati Gibor Chalatzecha. Come, stand up like a man, and let's see how you're going to answer me. Eshal Chava Odieni. Amarlo, Harbeninim Barati Badam, speaking of a Sahara. Every Sahara has its own unique follicle. V'chol Mila V'nima Barati Laguma, Bifnei Atzma, Shelo Yushtayim Yonkot Niguma Achat, so that every one has its own blood supply and it has whatever it needs. Shemol Yushtayim Yonkot Niguma Achat, Mach Shechot More Nach Sheladam. If we wouldn't have it that way, in the end, people would go blind. So then Guma Laguma, Lo Nitzhalef Li, Ben Yiov Le Oyev, Nitzhalef, what kind of nonsense is this? Speaking of Sarot. Right. The truth is the whole safer lies in that little discussion. Mipalag l'shetef ta'ala. Arbeitipin barati ba'avim. The shetef of rain, who do you think set aside for each one its own little ta'ala, its own hollow space to go through? So there are many tipin that are in the oven. V'chol tipa v'tipa barati la'tfus b'fnei asma. Today shall you stay keeping yourself in Pusachad. Shall Malay stay keeping yourself in Pusachad? Natash the short of Taras. Can't have rain that isn't properly formed, or it'll end up making the earth muddy instead of properly watering it. Venomotia Feroz. So then Tibal, Tibal, and it's Kalefli, then Yod, is Kalefli. Now, Yod is Kalefli. My master, I tell Allah, Lisha did the Pusi. How do we see that the word of Ta'ala, which is usually in a water channel, could also mean a moat type of thing, with an empty space in which something forms, it puts. Omar Rabba Bar Shiel, this is Vayat Ta'ala, Kedei Tata Yimzer. We see when Elio was making for the empty space around the Mizveach, the Baal, so he calls it a Ta'ala, even though it wasn't a Ta'ala at that point. It was essentially the empty space, it puts, for holding something else. Furthermore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'derech l'chaziz kolot, harbei kolot barati ba'avim, v'chol kol v'chol barati lo shvil d'tzei atzmo, kidei shelo yu shtei kolot yotzot b'shvil achad, shiomalo yu shtei kolot yotzot b'shvil achad, ma'akrizin et kol ha'olam. So I have exactly the right amount of space for thunder to come from. If we would have double the vacuum in one place, there could be tremendous damage. So they call a kolon yitzhalefi, ben yod le'oyev, yitzhalefi. Furthermore, Hayadata it let it Yale Sela, Kolol Ayalot Tishmor. What does this mean? Yala Zum Arzarit Al Banea. You know that the Yala gives birth on the edges of mountains where it lives. So the Shasha Korah, when it's about to have a child, it's still all the Rosh Hashanah. And the child should, by the natural affairs, state of affairs, simply fall down and be crushed on the rock. Because you pull me men of the amos, vani mazmin la nesher shemikablo betematzavu minichol lefanea. And here we have this light, nice little nesher that comes right at the right minute and picks up the child, catches the child, and sets it down in front of her. Yomalei magdim rega achad o mitacher rega achad miad meit. So bein rega la rega lo nitchalefli, bein yoz la oyez nitchalefli. Furthermore, kolel ayalot ishmor, ayalot zo rachmat tzar. So how in the world, if it has such a tight birth channel, how in the world is it going to give birth? It doesn't have a surgeon to perform a cut. אני מזמין לו דרקון שבקישה בבית הרחם, and then מרפאה ממולדה, and she's able to give birth. ומולי מקדים רגע אחד, ומאחר רגע אחד מיד מתה. בין רגע לרגע לא נתחלף לי, בין איוב לא אייב נתחלף לי.
Dracon is like a sacred on the dragon, so...
Yeah, it's a sacred reptile.
We think it happens every time
that
the
Ayah gives birth? Yeah. That's what he's saying. But if it wouldn't happen, it would be bad news. I mean, whether these things actually happen is unimportant, but the fact is that we all believe that it happened, which is good enough, right? There's certainly things that are a lot more impressive than this can happen that he couldn't have known about and that God couldn't have told him, therefore. So Yov lo bedad yidaber, dvarav lo baskel. Every generation has its own sense of the wonders of nature. So Yov clearly is speaking not bedad, but not baskel. So we see, I mean, Lamaisa Kadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that these took him rather tough, we say Shiyoy, the Gireis, and so on, all we find is that it was lo baskel, new, and at the end, we see it says, Lo dibarte v'alanya konaka, the Yov, the people that he was angry at, were the friends of Yov, who think they have all of the religious answers to the troubles of the world. But the Yov, he said, that's fine. I mean, if compared to these guys, you're a tzaddik. So what happened to all of the Chiyuv of Yidu? Amar Olam, Ikan Sheinat Amitvash B'Sha'at Sa'aro. You see that HaKadosh Baruch wasn't mocked on the things that he said under duress. וישבו שלושת ראי איוב את כל הרעה הזאת הבאה עליו ויבוא איש במקומו אליפה דסימי ועובד השיטי צופה נעמתי ויוועדו יחדיו לבוא למות לו ונחמו. When it says ויוועדו יחדיו, what does that mean? מי ויוועדו יחדיו? What does it say ויבוא לבוא למות לו? עומר רביוד עמר רב מלאם שנפלסו כולם בשער אחד. It means that they all arrived simultaneously. The Tana ben kol echad v'yachad shalosh meot parsi. These people lived 300 parsos, each one from each other and from Eov. So we know how they yod, how in the world could they have gotten information at exactly the same time to be able to be nitnas v'shar echad? Inkede amre kumila havi lahus. Some say that each one of them had this a crown of his chaverim, and in this crown there were these magic stones. You know, Tolkien didn't get nowhere, in which you could see what was happening to the other. So each one had an image of the other friend. If something would happen to one of the friends, it would show up in the stone that represented him in his image. Others say that it were trees. Each one had a tree in which the life force of the particular friend was embedded. But even the kabshi, if something would happen now, would be kabush, it would wilt. Haviyada, he would immediately know that something terrible had happened to that friend, and so they immediately set off. Omar Rava, Haino the Amarinchi, that's where the saying comes from. Oh, Chevra, Kachavre, the Iyo, oh, Mituta. The only way that person could survive in this world is having friends like the friends that Iyo had. They were that sensitive to the other's pain. But meanwhile, you see that the sensitivity doesn't help much when it comes to trying to make sense of their life, right? Vayihi, but that's the danger of having religious friends, not just friends. Vayike echel ha'adam l'rov al pnei adama u'bonot yuldu lahem. But what is this? L'rov with bonot. There seems to be some connection with daughters, women, particularly females, in rov. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, revia ba'al olam. In other words, if you have a child who is a daughter, she will mature more rapidly, and anyway, it takes a woman to have a baby. It doesn't take very many men to have babies, but as many women as you have, that's how much revia you'll have. Reish Lakish says, no, the Lashon Larov is the Lashon of Meriva. Meriva ba'al olam. The more women there are, the more fighting there is in the world. Amalei Reish Lakish or Adiyosman, the Zizav Damer Revia ba'al olam. If you hold that it's a bracha, so then revia we should have found at the end of Eov's life, where it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mocked, you know, all of his losses, why don't we find that the number of his daughters was doubled? The only reason, everything else is doubled, so the only reason that his daughters weren't doubled must be because I'm right. Because what is the bracha to be Marva Meriva in the world? Who needs more Meriva? So you see that I'm right. Oh, my Lord, says Rabbi Yochanan, and it was Nikpa. Because Nehi de lo Nikpulo b'shemot, avo Nikpulo b'yot. I mean, maybe in individuals it wasn't mitzvah, but in terms of the power of the daughters that he did have, in terms of their beauty, they were double than he had had before. So we find Vayilo Shivana Banim Beshalosh Banot, Vayikra Shem Ha'achat Yemima, Vadash the Shemot in a moment, Veshem Hashemit Ki'a, Veshem Hashemit Karen Hapuch, Yemima Shaita Doma Leyom, she shined like bright daylight. Ktia Shaya Rechanabet Ktia, she was like Bitsamin, who would smell so beautiful. Karen Hapuch, what does that mean? I'm a very Shiva, it means Shedoma Lekarna the Keresh. She was so beautiful, she was like a unicorn's horn. And they laughed at the parents at all. Karna the Keresh, Lakutahi. Karna the Keresh, I mean, anybody who's seen a unicorn knows it has a black horn. So what do you think that black is beautiful? I mean, it's Lakutahi. That's a Kisaran, that's not a Mila, to call her that. El Amrath Yisra Kikur Kama Derishka Bimine. Now here there's two Girsos over here. The Girsa that we just read is Rashi's Girsa. So Kikur Kama Derishka Bimine would mean like garden crocus, which Bimine in terms of various crocus is more Mishubach. There's nothing particular to compare with the garden crocus, but it's giving a relative definition. In other words, the same way that Kurkum Narishka is Meshubach from other Kurkumas, she was Meshubach up in shine particularly. Tosis Gers is Kukhla Narishka Bemine. And Kukhla, they're saying that Kukhla has in it, and that's of course what you use to cause the eyes to shine. But then it makes sense, Karen HaPuch, Puch is Kukhla, Puch is eyeshadow. So the Karen would be the thing that you would use. Raj would have a Karen would mean then the shine. Right? Kalan or Panav. So there's different ways of learning it. But the Gemara, you see, is going to bring a raya, Shinamaki Kikri'i Bipuch Einayich. So according to Rashi, this is what in the world is the pasuk, but Bipuch has nothing to do with it. If Bipuch is Kukhla, and the Girti is Kukhla, then it makes sense. Rabbi Shimon Bar Revi is Yaldele Bar. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Revi had, as his first child, he had a daughter. He was upset. He had been looking forward, you know, to making a bris. And so, normally, Abua, what? You should be happy. We darshan lo rov and banot. So it's a bracha. Normally, Bar Kapora, don't listen to him. Well, he's trying to make you feel good, but this. Yes, it's true, we gotta have them. It's true that we don't get along without tanneries and without perfumeries, but I'll tell you, it's not bad for the world to have both, but for you, don't think about the world. You'd rather be in perfumes than in skins. The truth is, this question as to the Machlokes with Yochanan and Shlokish, the status of Bonais, is a Machlokes Tanoim, which we see again, not surprisingly, back with Avram, since the whole sugya is the comparison of Avram and Iyo. Vashem Beirachet Avraham Bakol, my Bakol, Rabbi Meir Omer Shalom Haithalo Bat. Here we see the Bracha is in terms of the lack of Meriva, which is the same sheet as Rish Lakish was saying. Rabbi Yehuda says, on the contrary, Shaitel lo bat, Beirat bakol, the bracha that includes everything is bat. Okay, and all of this, of course, has its very important Kabbalistic explanations in terms of Malchus, which is bakol, of course, is a remnant to the meaning of Malchus. Bat is also a container for the same reason, it's a mita. Right, it's always found in late students, right, the concept of bat. So this is a reference to the relationship of Avram's Midas Chesed to the Magen Avram to Magen David. But in any event, in terms of the Pashtus, the bracha relates specifically to the existence of a physical daughter, and Achir Momin actually bat Haitalam Avram u bakol shema. That bat represented bakol. Revelation Ramadoy on there, the block of Bakol was something else. It's Tagminut Gidolah, Tabli Boshra Ramavino. Shiko Malchay Nizraku Ma'arab Mashkimim Lepitcha. This was the fact that he had enormous insight had, that would allow him to be the advisor not only to people like President Reagan, but also, who also made use of each president, but also to all of the kings from the east and the west. They would come to him for advice. There was this magic, beautiful stone that would hang on Avraham Avinu's neck, that anybody who was ill, who would see it, would immediately become cured. When Avraham Avinu died, this was put up into the sky. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. And there's a beautiful Rabbeinu Batya, which you may remember from Rav Shavu, that the Evan Hova of Avraham Avinu was his vocal cord. That's why it was Pluyat Savaro. That anyone who was sick, because the sickness is essentially mind, problem of illness in the soul. And anybody who would see Avraham Avinu, meaning that Avraham had the power to open up people's minds with his words. So that was his bracha. When he died, like the Baruch Hu said, the Gargal Kama, that the only thing that could force people to respond to reality would be at least to take the physical universe seriously enough to draw conclusions about the existence of that Baruch Hu. So this is Rambam's old man. So, and he goes through a whole limud explaining why choli is the choli on the process and how the only marpez marka lashon, the tongue that speaks, that's the maraka person. Omar Abayin, Hainu Damri Inchi, that's where the thing comes from. Idli Yuma, Idli Ksira. That as the sun goes up, your temperature goes down. So you'll notice that you always get fever in the night, but as the sun starts to come up, your fever goes down. Why is that? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Tehila, the magic stone, that's a refuah in the Galgal Kama. So the Mela, you see that in fact the Galgal Kama makes you well. Another thing that Avram would need to barek bako, gavaker shalomad Esav v'yamav, that although Esav was Yosef in the end of Targut Ra'ah, but it wasn't during the lifetime of Avram, that day that Yosef was Esav was Yosef with Harbus Ra, that was the day that Avram was in his life. By the way, it's a very interesting person I forgot to mention about Chola, Shalom, and after class it doesn't exist. There wasn't any person, there's no Chola. Because Chola was only a Kiddush at the time of Yaakov. So what do you mean by, where were these people at the time of Avram? So those explains that, of course, it doesn't mean there were no Chola. It means there were no, death was not associated with Chola. It was only Yaakov that Yaakov said a person should have a holy asher yamut bo to give him time to prepare for death. And that's why they called him Ne'avim HaKoleh, in the sense that you should come and say goodbye to him. And that was the Kiddush of Yaakov. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. The other pshat in Beirach Hashem, Davram Bako, Yisha'asa Yishvei HaTeshuvah B'yamav. Shavon. So how do we know both of these things? That Esav wasn't married and that Yishmol did Teshuvah. So Shalom Barat Esav B'yamav Minal and Tzibay Avo Esav Min HaSadav Hu Agei. V'tzana Oto Hayom Yitzar Avram Avinu. Yatsa Yaakov Avinu Tavshir Shal Adashim V'nasem Kitzchak Avinu. Maisha Shal Adashim. Why was it that Yaakov had prepared a Tavshir of Adashim? Amri B'ma'alav V'mishvein Rabba B'amori. Ma Adashah Zo Ein Lapeh. Most legumes have a slit in them. And therefore, even though they're round, they're not suited for Nikon Abayim. And Adasha has no mouth, it has no slit at all. And therefore, it's Ma Adasha Zo, in La Per Af Avel, in La Per, he doesn't have the ability to express himself and to react, to articulate his feelings. And of course, this is the halacha, that you don't speak with the Avel until the Avel begins. Davarach, another shot is Ma Adasha Zo, Migul Gelet. Just as the Adasha is round, up Avelut Migalgelet Makazeret Alba Eolam. So too is Avelut meant to be seen as a Galgal that no one can avoid. So it rolls through the world, knocking down people as it goes. My denial, what's the practical difference between the two? Shall we deny nothing? If the din is specifically to remember Ames on the lack of a mouth, then an egg is a perfectly good remedy to that. But if it's to show a sense of rolling, an egg is a poor roller. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hamesh Averot Avar Oto Rasha Boto Hayom. When we say that Esav said that he was Ayeh Boy, was he ayyed. There were five things that he had been over that day. Baal na'ara murasa, haraget ha'nefesh ra'a. So it just points out that even though there was no itzer on umot ha'olam to sleep with the na'ara murasa, we don't find that that murasa had any status. Nonetheless, it was considered to be, it says the re, Avapishalon, it's stavor, so it's still, and it's not, it's ugly, it's makua, it's improper, inappropriate. Certainly would have been Messiah Avram Avinu. And he says the other things also, not necessarily were Isurim, and the fact that it was Mavazit HaBachorah was one, it's not one of the Shem HaMitzvot Menorah to be, not to be Mavazit HaBachorah. Nonetheless, it's considered clearly to be a Padam that Avram Avinu would rather have died than to have seen. Haragat HaNefesh, he murdered Kofar the Iker, Kofar the Kiyat HaMetim, Vishatat HaBachorah, the Mavazit HaBachorah. Baal Narah Murasa, how do we see that? As a fifth, I have always said, Min HaSadeh. And Sadeh is always a remez to Narah Murasa, because it's the Sadeh Matza'ah. Haragat HaNefesh, well he says, hi, it comes Ayyeh from HaSadeh. So Ktivaka Ayyeh, Ktivakam Oy Nali Ki Eifan, Eifan Nafshila Ordin. I am distired from all of this murder. So we see that Ayyeh Fut relates to murder. Kofar Be'ikar, Ktivach Lama Zeli, Ktivacham Ze'eli Van Veil. So I don't need this Li business at all. Kofar Be'kiyat HaMeitim, what's the Zeli, the An Veil, Ze'eli Van Veil means that it's mine. And the Darish An Veil, Ani Vahu. You say, Lama Zeli, what does that have to do with me? The ultimate statement of Avodat Kochavim, as I called Elohim Acherim, others. And others, Acherim Lovea, Lama Zeli. Furthermore, he was called for the Kiat Amazim, the Steve Hinea Nokia Lech Lomut, which means, what am I, that's all, that's the end of me. Shat et HaBakorah, that's what he's made the famous, by Yivez Eser et HaBakorah. How do we know Shasa Yishmael Teshuvah, the Yamad, in the lifetime? Al Avram Nihalam, the other Ravina of Rav Chama Bar Buzi, Aviyat the Kamina Rava. The Kamanam named Rava. Rava was half asleep. And Ravina was talking to Rav Chama Bar Buzi in front of Rava. Omele Ravina Rav Chama Bar Buzi, Vane Da'am Litu, Ko Mita Shiesh Bar Gviya, Zoi Mita Tancha Tzadikim. I've heard you say over a verse that wherever the Torah uses a lotion of Gviya, it refers to a person who is on the Darg of a Tzadik. Amalei, that is correct. I did say that. Well, what about the Dara Mahal? Where it uses the same Russian Alayva. Amalei, no. Anan Gviya Va'atifa, coming. Anan Gviya in the sense of Atifa. Well, over there, clearly, Vayeyaseh, through Gviya means he was taken in to the Olam HaTzadik. So that's what I was referring to. So he asked him, if that's the case, by Yishmael, it also uses the Russian Gviya Va'atifa. That point, Adalki is Arbahu Rava. Rava woke up and responded to them. Amarlo, he said to them, Barley came on Kindalak. Alki Amarabi Okanan, that's no issue. Yishmala Tashuva Bechayavi. Where do we see that? Shinemar, Vayikvaru, so Yitzhak Vishmael Banav, putting Yitzhak before Yishmael, which implies that Yishmael allowed Yitzhak to go first. Well, he said. Who says that the Torah is defining the order in which they buried him? Maybe simply the Torah is utilizing the Torah standards for who should be mentioned first in a list of Yitzchak and Yishmael. And obviously Yitzchak comes first because of his Darga of Chokhmah. No, because El Miatava Yitzchak Esav the Yitzchak Banat. We have the same lesson by Yitzchak, and over there it puts Esav before Yaakov. My time alo chashiv lohu derech chokhmata. If we were using the Torah's own standards, then it should have mentioned first Yaakov and Esav. Obviously, the Torah in these circumstances comes to define the relationship of the bonim to the mate. That's the point, not the Torah's relationship. In which case, the order in which they participated in the Kvura is central to our understanding that relationship. So then why over here did Yitzchak come first? Elamidya Akhtime, since clearly Yishmael put Yitzchak ahead of him, if the Torah was mocking it, so clearly Adbure Adbure, he must have himself been Madber, meaning he walked in front of him. Umida Adbure, if Yishmael was ready to do that, and that was a disaster, and in terms of the entire life of Yishmael, the competition with Yitzchak and Yishmael was in right away, and I mean, for him to do that is clearly a complete reversal of his whole life's approach. The Shnaminat Shuvah Adiyamad, he must have done teshuvah, so that at the time that they come now to bury Avram, he was already on a darga of one who could properly bury Avram again. See you tomorrow. It's a very interesting, very, very important point. Very important point. There's nothing of this sort. That doesn't have implication at all. It's unbelievable. Where is the remedy? Where is the remedy geopolitically after anything of this sort? But Asaph, you see, on the contrary, tremendously, I'll call it a death or a tremendous death, which is a fool.